One of Ireland's most acclaimed authors has several thousand reasons to celebrate this morning. Dubliner Anne Enright has been awarded the prestigious Wyndham Campbell Prize, which carries a prize fund of $175,000. That's just over 160,000 euros. Author of 8 novels and 2 short story collections, she won the Booker Prize in 2007 for The Gathering, and her 2015 novel, The Green Road, won Irish Novel of the Year and was shortlisted for the Women's Prize for Fiction. In a video shared on the awards website last night, Anne Enright described her approach to fiction.
I think every time you're writing a book, you're playing with elements of your own psyche. It must be you in some form, some shadow self or some projected self. In The Green Road, I could tell you where things came from. The window and the angle of the light in April came from the house where I grew up. We didn't sit around the table like that. But for a writer, you move to an adjacent kind of reality. You don't move very far, but you have to move far enough to enable fiction to happen.
Anne Enright speaking after winning the Wyndham Campbell Prize. More on that in a moment. It's a good day too for Paul Lynch and his novel Prophet Song. He's been shortlisted for the Dublin Literary Award, which at €100,000 is the most valuable prize for a single work. It previously won the Booker Prize in 2023. And Anne Enright herself also won the Booker back in 2007 for The Gathering. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke joins us now. Evelyn, it's difficult to get through all those prize winning authors, isn't it? I mean, it's fantastic news this morning. Tell us a little bit about what Anne Enright has won. What is the Wyndham Campbell Prize?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Maggie. I mean, we don't like to talk about money in the arts world, you know what I mean? You know, it's about the writing, it's about the work. But look, you'd have to be forgiven to be overexcited. I mean, these are extraordinary prizes with really amazing funding. And I suppose the point of this, and we'll come to this now, the Wyndham Campbell Prize, the idea behind this prize in particular was to give money to writers, to give them financial security and freedom. The idea is maybe emerging writers, that they get writing or recognise the body of work to allow them to focus fully on their creativity. And that's the joy and the power, really, of that story. An amazing story established in 2013 for the American novelist Donald Wyndham in memory of his partner's 40-year Sandy Campbell. And the idea is they nominate 8 writers every year. And Enright is actually the recipient, the 8th Irish recipient of this, the 7th woman writer, previous winners including, for example, Marina Card, the playwright. But that's the idea, they get this unrestricted grant of $175,000, and they're open to, the prize is open to English language writers at all stages of their career, and they get 60 new nominators every year. They then invite and make 2 nominations each. It's a fascinating process, all a bit cloak and dagger. Nominators are asked not to communicate with writers during the process, so you don't really know until the end, until you get that magical contact to say yes, that you are one of the 8 winners of this year's Wyndham Campbell Prize.
And what has Anne Enright said about her fantastic win?
Well, look, what's brilliant about Anne is that she's always very funny and very entertaining when she wins these kind of awards. You're always watching out for the quote, you know. So she's brutally honest. I mean, as you heard her there, she's talking, she's just so delighted by it. The work was described by the judging panel, her work is formidable and to nothing short of momentous. And she's talked about the fact that really the sense of unreality of winning this has been amazing. It's been, she says, an astonishing thing to drop out of a clear blue sky. And really she summed it up by saying, I'm floored by the generosity and the goodwill. And that really speaks to the spirit of this award, that it's about that generosity and goodwill, that you get this money that you can then go and focus on your writing, and you're getting this incredible acclaim and support to focus on that very important literary work. So really she's it's a great answer. She's just a wonderful recipient for this, and people across the, all her fans across the country will be so thrilled to see that recognition for her.
And Evelyn, good news too for Paul Lynch. He's one of 6 authors nominated for the very lucrative Dublin Literary Award for his novel Prophet Song.
I know, again, I mean, Paul Lynch would be absolutely delighted with this. He won the Booker last year with Prophet Song. He joined 6 writers. In this case, the books also recognise books in translation. So that €100,000, if it's that case, which it was, for example, last year, the winning the prize pot is divided between the writer and the translator. So just the 6 writers very quickly, Selva Almada for Not a River, Gerda Blease for We Are Light, Michael Crummy for The Adversary, Percival Everett for James, Paul Lynch indeed, our Irish writer there for Prophet Song, and Daniel Mason for North Woods. And this prize, which is sponsored by Dublin City Council, will be announced on May the 22nd. We just have a little flavour of Paul Lynch's own reaction to being shortlisted. And he talks about the importance of libraries, Maggie. And you know, I think that's really powerful with that prize, with the Dublin Literary Prize, because we know that the nominees here are the librarians across the world. because they're the people really dealing with what readers, what the regular fans.
The Dublin Literary Award, it's one of the great prizes, unique for the fact that it has global reach and so is inclusive of writers in translation. The prize has introduced me as a reader over the years to many wonderful writers, both in English and in translation. And it's good to be reminded that there are writers we should read who are not writing directly into English. The award is unique too for its nomination process in that it is driven by libraries and librarians worldwide. And the importance of libraries seems very obvious to me. I believe you can judge the quality of a culture by how well supported its libraries are.
Paul Lynch there, and before that, our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke.